want people to question the fashion industry. So many brands these days don't know where their clothes are made, and so many consumers don't even think about the clothes being made by actual, real, living, breathing people.
How can you allow slavery? Because it's more than slavery.
And people should care more about their clothes. They should be more informed and take more of an interest. We all wear clothes, so it's a very important thing. So we should at least know the basics and do whatever we can.
Who made your clothes? Who made your clothes?
Those are the voices of British campaigners for Fashion Revolution Day on the first anniversary of the Rana Plaza collapse. They were demonstrating in London today as part of an effort to raise awareness about where our clothes are made. Lucy Siegel is author of the book, To Die For, Is Fashion Wearing Out the World? And she's one of the organizers of the global event.
Fashion Revolution Day is a global initiative where we want to raise attention and awareness to some of the hidden hands in the supply chain for everyday fashion. We're talking about the garment workers. So we are just asking people to think consciously about their closet, really. Where do your clothes come from? Do you know anything about them? If you don't know and you're curious, and we would invite people to be really curious today, then you can contact the retailer and ask them. What I'm doing right now is wearing a sweater, an article of clothing, inside out, which we've kind of been doing all day and looking pretty ridiculous. And we're encouraging other people to do the same thing, take a picture of themselves, and then post it on social media with the hashtag inside out. So it's kind of, you know, fashion is all about light and shade. It's got a very frivolous, fun side, and we don't want to lose that. But at the same time, 1,133 people, that's too many to wipe off the face of the earth without agitating for change.
Right, not to mention all the other people who are working in similar conditions still. But what does it actually achieve, having the label on the outside?
It's just really, I suppose, partly drawing attention to how little we know about where our clothes are from. There are 101 steps in theory to making every piece of fashion. Only 4 to 6 processes were being done at Rana Plaza. This is the assembly. This is the sewing. But this is where the pressure is exerted on the people who carry the most risk in the supply chain. They are the most vulnerable, the poorest paid, and really the most exploited. If fashion revolution does anything, it just makes people think about that phase in the process.
I mean, you kind of neatly laid out the problem right there. There are so many subcontractors working in small spaces beyond what we saw at Rana Plaza. So how do you exert pressure when people attach a garment to a brand, and yet that brand is so diffused through the supply chain?
Well, that is why I'm afraid, and some of the big brands feel quite sort of put upon and sometimes a bit victimized. How dare they? That is why we exert pressure on the brands and retailers. A lot of the energy of campaigners and activists goes on to them to take responsibility for what's happening in their supply chain. And I don't think it really washes anymore when a multinational brand turns around and says, we didn't know that was happening and it was nothing to do with us. And I think post Rana Plaza, if anything positive came out of the post-disaster reaction, it was that you saw brands, some brands, certainly not all, stepping up and saying, yes, we were producing there, and yes, we're going to put that right. Consumers everywhere, whatever their income, deserve to buy clothing that has not killed people in the process of getting made, right? That is their consumer right, and that's the one that I'm really, really interested in. Second, they deserve quality, and they deserve a product that is going to last in their wardrobes. And both of these things have been severely compromised by some of the offerings from fast fashion.
Lucy Siegel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Lucy Siegel is author of To Die For, Is Fashion Wearing Out the World? She's also an organizer of Fashion Revolution Day. And all those countries I mentioned earlier where my clothes were made, we've got a wardrobe moment for you. No malfunction, promise. There's a video of my global clothing tags at PRI.org. You can compare them to yours.